Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Representative Brendan Jones said Wednesday that the General Assembly will meet twice more this year to finalize aid packages in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Jones also said he looks forward to working with new officials who will be sworn in this January. Republicans maintained a slim majority in the legislature in Tuesday's election. Previously, Republicans enjoyed a veto-proof majority for the last two General Assembly terms. Jones was reelected without opposition this week. Statewide, Republican leaders are blaming down-ballot losses on the candidacy of Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson and his loss to Josh Stein for the governor's seat. Stein, the Attorney General, handily defeated Robinson for the state's top chair, while Rachel Hunt will replace Robinson as Lieutenant Governor. Jeff Jackson will also be sworn in as the state's Attorney General, placing Democrats in the three most powerful political positions in the state. Mo Green, a Democrat, will hold the job of Superintendent of Public Instruction. Democrat Elaine Marshall was reelected Secretary of State, a post she's held since 1997. Republicans held the commissioners of Insurance and Agriculture and now control the state's purse strings with the election of Dave Bullock as auditor and Brad Briner as treasurer. Columbus County went red in its support for the Republicans all the way across the ticket from the state to the national levels. The only Democrat that succeeded locally was veteran County Commissioner Giles Byrd. He defeated a GOP challenger for the district seat that he holds. A Chabron man is under $250,000 secured bond on firearm and drug charges. Houston Edward Scott, age 27, was arrested Saturday. He allegedly had a stolen AR-15 rifle, alprazolam, marijuana, and cocaine in his possession when he tried to flee from deputies. Scott was arrested in March for possession of a firearm by a felon. He was previously convicted of assault with a deadly weapon. Sheriff Bill Rogers is urging anyone with information to come forward after a child was struck by gunfire in Cerro Gordo Monday. Witnesses have not provided much information, Rogers said. The 4-year-old sustained a bullet wound to the neck, and his grandmother was cut by flying glass when someone opened fire on their vehicle. They were not the apparent target, the sheriff said. Residents of the town reported hearing between 30 and 40 gunshots in the 8:15 p.m. shooting near Railroad Street. Veterans Day events are going to make for a very busy weekend across our area. The County Veterans Parade is Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Whiteville. Hallsboro Baptist Church is going to host a Veterans Recognition Service and reception at 2 p.m. Saturday. Nakana's famous Veterans Parade is Sunday at 2. Monday, we'll see the groundbreaking of the new Outreach Center at the Veterans Memorial Park at 11 a.m., along with the ceremony there. There will also be a Veterans Day ceremony at the courthouse at 11 a.m. on Monday. Saturday is the Flock Swap at Gerganus Farm Store in Whiteville. It's back after this summer. Chickens, ducks, guineas, geese, goats, and more will be available from 8 until 2. There's no charge to participate. The farm store is located in the Rosa Shopping Center on Madison Street. Historian Chris Fonville will speak at the Southeastern Genealogical Society this Saturday. He'll be delving into the story of Polly Slocum and her ride to the Battle of Moore's Creek Bridge. The story comes out of his newest book, More Curious Tales from the Old Wilmington and the Lower Cape Fear. The Society meets at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church, 623 Warrior Trail, Whiteville. Meeting starts at 2 p.m. Some members always arrive early to share family history. Transformation Church is going to host their turkey shoot this Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks will be available. Cost is $5 a shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.